there that in Nelson Mandela Bay municipality. Now, there's a lot of pressure in that particular province, specifically because a number of COVID-19 infections are being recorded in recent days. Now, just bear in mind that the Eastern Cape province alone has recorded close to 109,000 infections of COVID-19, and there's an increase of close to 7,000 new cases in just the last week, and the majority of those have been recorded in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. Very, very shocking and very worrying, I can imagine. I remember I was recently in the Eastern Cape about this time last month. I was in Somerset East, and yeah, already then in the town that I was in, there was talk that there were some people who actually were hospitalized for coronavirus. That's what we were hearing on the ground. And yeah, now to learn that actually the numbers are so, so high in the Eastern Cape is actually very shocking. Not to mention for a metro to actually be impacted so much by these infections of coronavirus. We do know that in the country, the cases are continuing to climb. Thankfully, I guess, we haven't heard of talk of a hard lockdown, so it seems that we're still going to stay on level one. But yeah, the numbers are scary, more than 20,000 deaths at the moment, and we are slowly getting to the 800,000 infection mark. But look, at the same time, I'm quite confident that, you know, the department will actually be able to at least try and arrest some of the increases in the number of COVID-19 infections. We hear that the head of the Eastern Cape Health Department, Sibongile Zungu, says that at Livingston Hospital, there are currently 72 beds that have been made available from the basement, which was prepared for the 2010 disaster management at the time, and the doctors are coming in from Doctors Without Borders, that's Médecins Sans Frontières, and they'll come and support, and also they'll be moving to actually districts in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. Very, very reassuring. And also the Minister of Health is due to visit the metro today, actually, to also help with the intervention plan. I'm very happy about that, because December is coming up very, very soon, and I would imagine people are going to be heading home for Christmas and that kind of thing. So we do need to have a plan in place, I think, for the number of cases, which continue to go up in the Eastern Cape province. Just gone 27 after 1. We are almost done with our recap. Going